It was always our dream, but we grew up out in the townships, and when we were like teenagers, we had a place. My parents still have a place in Leadville, and we would always rescue animals. So my brother and me and my wife and everyone, we'd always, whenever we could find things, we would bring them home and take care of them until they were okay to be let go. Or so it started back then. And then, like, I was just doing an interview in the other room with the, because we were in a band, so we were on the road a lot in music, and we were on the gone a lot playing music and all that. So I got a place closer to the city just for my family. While the days I was away, they would be around their other family. But anyways, it was always my dream to come back and have a farm and make a rescue farm with my kids. And that's what we did. Like 5 years ago, we came back and we started this rescue farm. And it started off with a few goats and this and that. And but now we're like, this morning I was in there starting to count some of the animals. I think we have like 45 animals or something. And we've rescued everything from alpaca. Right now we have alpaca, we have donkeys, we have like tons of we have like a Canadian goose that lives with us. But he's wild, but he won't leave. He hasn't left for 3 years, but he just loves it there. He thinks he's a duck. So he flies, like, he's out, he can fly away, and we're not like caging him, but he comes back and stays and comes in to sleep in the barn with the animals at night. He wants to be in there. So that's cool. He's been there for 3 years. He comes in the house, he sits on the couch and watches TV with it. We have lots of rabbits. We've rescued like partridge and hawks and owls and like everything you can possibly think of. And recently we got 5 baby raccoons that were someone had taken the mom and trapped them out of their attic, not killed it, but just moved it. But they didn't know she just had babies the day before. So they called and said, "Can you guys take these raccoons?" And we were like, "Well, yeah, we don't want them to die." They're like, "We don't know what to do. We can't take care of them." So we took them, all 5, and they were just like, all 5 fit in my hand. You know, they're just lit like my finger is long. And we basically bottle fed them through syringes and stuff. Like few hours, every few hours, so we're up around the clock for like months, and it was like having a real baby. And yeah, so now they're all grown up and big, and they still hang out and live in the barn. And I was there this morning, and they always come down and want to climb on me and play. But you know, they're free to leave too because they're bigger now. But we've always kind of, once he gets to a point, we kind of try to keep them more on the wild side. So we'll kind of let them be outside and give them food if they come by for it. We'll help them, of course, but we kind of want to keep them more on the wild side. But we've had deer, baby fawns have been found on the road, like the day old, have been hit or whatever. They came and stay with us. They live in the house for like 6 months and laid on the couch and watch TV with us. Right now I have a rooster that lives in the house with us. Right now I got 2 dogs, 3 cats, a rooster and a duck that live in the house. The duck had to come in from the barn because he was having some problem with his leg, and one of the other ducks wasn't being very nice. So we brought him in. Now he's like, he's not going out. He's there. So we have a lot of animals. So we're called Fairwinds Farm, and we have a Facebook page, and we do look sometimes anybody who wants to donate to the farm, it's always welcome because to take care of all these animals, it's a lot. I mean, the vet bills alone are insane. I mean, like last week, I think we paid them, you know. You pay sometimes $1,000 or $2,000 to try to save an animal, and it doesn't make it. But you're still, we try, and we put everything, it's all over our pocket because we just love animals. So when people say, "Oh, can we donate?" We're always like, "Sure, anything can help," because, you know, the hay, the fencing, the food, the everything. And we always try to take what we can. Sometimes, I mean, this year, this summer, last year, for some reason, last spring and summer, we got so many calls about raccoons. But we already had 5 that we were around the clock taking care of. And that's on top of working and everything else, right? So it's draining and we're exhausted, but we do it because we love animals. And so when people say, "Well, can we donate?" We're like, "Sure. If anything anyone gives us goes right to the animals. It goes right to the food, right to the vet bills, right to whatever." So yeah, they can. If anyone wants to, how it usually happens is they do e-transfers. So it's like at fairwindsfarm@hotmail.com. They can send an email if they want. Fairwinds, like FairWinds farm, FARM, at hotmail.com. And that's usually where we do the donations. But yeah, it's always appreciated because it does get pretty crazy. And we don't like saying no when people call us with another animal. Like, they're like, can you take this? Can you take that? And we're like, we just can't do it anymore. Like, we want to, but it's space. It's we have a big farm, but it comes down to, you know, we want to say yes to everything, but sometimes we just have to say no. We just have no more space, or we financially just, it's too much.
Right.
So, but we try our best. I mean, we've saved way over 100 animals in the last few years for sure. I mean, I think total probably I've probably since I was a teenager, always saving animals, it's been hundreds of animals we've saved. Every kind of animal you can think of, mm-hmm. like fox and raccoons and skunks and porcupines. And I remember when I was younger, I was laying on my bed and I had just saved like a bunch of baby in the spring. And I remember sitting on my bed. I wish I had taken a picture, but we didn't have cell phones and stuff back then. And I remember sitting there with a baby skunk, a baby raccoon, a baby rabbit, a baby Aww. Porcupine, and a hawk. And all of them were babies. Mm-hmm. And they're just all like on my bed with me. And I was just sitting there saying, wow, this is crazy, you know? Yeah. And they all lived. I mean, all of those guys ended up, well, the hawk, when he was okay, he flew away. But all those other animals ended up, I let them outside. They all stuck around and all had families and brought their babies to me. So I'd sit outside at night and I'm having like six skunks here and three raccoons here. And it's so cool because they almost all, because they grew up together, they all got along. Like, even our raccoons now, like, in the barn, they grew up with the chickens and the ducks and the goose. And so it's like they all still will play outside together. Before I was leaving, the raccoons were coming out of the barn. They come out and play in the snow. They love to just toss the snow up. And the chickens, and they just walk right up to the chickens, and they look at each other, and no problem. Oh. Yeah. So it's interesting. Like, when they grow up together, they think they're brothers and sisters, I guess. I keep thinking, is it going to grab one and bite it? Because but they never fight. They never, I've never had any problem with any of my animals not getting along.
That's amazing. And you usually release them if they want to leave?
Yeah, I mean, like deer and stuff, like you try to do what you can, but I mean, some of them we have to keep.
Yeah.
Like we'd like to keep them all, right? But
yeah, of course.
Some of them we keep because they won't survive on their own.
Mm-hmm.
They're too dependent on us.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, like last summer, we found a den of fox, baby fox. And we figured the mom's still around, but we didn't see her. But they looked hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't take them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we never will just go grab a baby if we don't know that the mother's dead or they don't show up at our doorstep from someone who says the mother's dead or moved or whatever. But we'd go in every day and make sure the babies had, like, we could pet them, we could
mm-hmm.
feed them. And we just wanted to make sure they were being fed because I mm-hmm. didn't know if the mom was there or not. So I didn't want to take them. But they did look hungry. And they were hungry when we'd bring them the food. So we did that until they were old enough to be on their own pretty well.
Oh, wow.
But we left them in their den.
Yeah.
We knew where it was.
Okay.
We'd go visit them. They'd come out and play. And,
yeah.
you know, I would love to have taken it home and had it in my house, like, as a pet, you know, because I always wanted a fox for, like, almost like a cat or a dog. Because they make cool pets, but we left them where they were in the wild and just made sure they're okay. So sometimes it's that kind of situation where we just watch over them and make sure they're okay and they're coming along well. And once we know they're on their own, and it's better that way sometimes, so they keep the wildness, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we definitely have had our share of, you know, friends come over and they never know what they're going to see when they walk in our house. But, yeah, it's just a dream we always had.
Yeah.
We're very happy that we were able to do that.
Yeah.